Then the keeper of the gate had them to his arbor while he went to prepare their meal.
We are in! Oh, how glad am I that we are got in!
I trow that you are not nearly so glad as I.
Why so say?
Why, let me tell you that when you were taken in and I was left behind, I thought, oh no, it is now fulfilled which was written. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Indeed, I can understand your fears, for certainly appearances seem to be against you.
Oh, you cannot know. It was all I could do to keep from crying out, undone! Oh, all lost and undone! I was afraid to knock, but I was more afraid not to knock. Then I saw what was writ over the door, and I took courage. I said to myself that I must either knock again or die, and so I knocked. Or at least I think I did, for at that moment my spirit did faint within me.
Oh, thou didst knock indeed! I never heard such pounding in all my life. I thought you might use the staff to break down the door.
What else could I do? You were in and I out, and somewhere round about there was a most cruel dog seeking to attack me. What was my choice?
Ah, indeed.
But tell me, when I knocked so rudely, what did my lord say? Was he not angry with me?
Nay, but to the contrary. When he heard that violent pounding upon the door, he gave a most wonderful and innocent smile.
What? A smile?
Yes. It seems to please him when his door is thus attacked.
Then perhaps it is true that the violent do take it by force.
Aye, but you are in now, and I am glad for us all. What think ye, boys?
Hip, hip. Hurrah! Hip, hip, hurrah! Hip, hip, hurrah!
Hurrah!
Hurrah! Praise God, we are in.
Yes, in.
Praise God.
But we must remember, children, that in the way is not the same as in the kingdom. There are yet trials ahead.
But hath he not promised that there shall no temptation come upon thee, but that there shall, with the temptation, be made a way of escape?
Aye. 'Tis a saying sure and true.
Then I, for one, am determined to press forward towards the mark of my high calling. I intend to make my hope and election sure.
But what I wonder is that he keeps such a wicked-sounding dog about his gate. Oh, if I had known we would be meeting such an animal, I don't know, but that I would have kept me to my place.
I imagine 'tis for this cause that God doth not show us all of what lies ahead.
I suppose. But now we are in. We are in. And I am glad with all my heart.
Me too.
Christiana.
Yes, Mercy?
Do you think he would be upset with me if I ask him why he keeps such a filthy cur in his yard?
I would think not. What about you, children?
Ask him. Ask him.
Yes, do. He might bite us when we leave.
I think we should catch and hang the creature. 'Twould be an honor to our father's name to make the way easier for those who follow after.
I at least ask.
Now, at last, he came down to them again. And Mercy knelt before him with her face to the ground and said,
Let my lord accept the sacrifice of praise, which I now offer him with my lips.
Peace be to thee. Stand up, Mercy.
Nay, righteous lord, let me remain thus. For I have something to ask of thee.
Oh?
My question be this, my lord. Since this is the beginning of the way that leads to the celestial city, why dost thou keep such a cruel dog in thy yard? For at the sight of him we were nearly ready to flee back.
Did you indeed see him?
Well, no, but in our imaginings he seemed to be some great monster.
Oh? And do not the beggars that go from door to door brave the hazards of a bawling, barking, and even biting dog in order to fill their belly with a mere crust of bread?
Yes.
Then shall a dog, penned up in another man's yard, and not even seen by thee, slow thee up from coming unto me?
Another man's dog?
Aye. The dog of which you speak is none of mine. He belongs to the owner of yonder castle. But since his property joins hard to mine, his dog can come right up to the walls.
Then I must confess my ignorance, my lord. I spoke according to appearances and not by wisdom.
He hopes, by the roaring and howlings of his cur, to send pilgrims packing again towards home. But as often as not, his barkings only cause pilgrims to knock all the more quickly.
As it did for us. I understand now that thou doest all things well, and that all things work together for good to them that love thee. Wilt thou forgive?
Aye. Peace be unto thee. And now stand thee up.
And so he washed their feet, and fed them, and treated them even as he had done to Christian before them. Then, having refreshed them, and given them instructions about their journey, he set them on their way. And so they six did walk on in comfortable weather with high courage. Now, along one side of the straight and narrow way was a stone wall. On the far side of said wall was an orchard that belonged unto him who was master of the barking dog. Now some of the fruit trees of that orchard were trained so that their branches did hang over the wall. The fruit of those trees was pleasant to the eye and fragrant to the nose, so that many that did pass that way did pause and eat thereof. Now Christiana would have passed by the fruit and not tarried, but that her boys, as boys are apt to do, paused to behold.
Mama, look! Such pretty fruit!
'Tis none of ours, boys. Best to keep on.
But Mama, it smells good.
Here, if I can climb up the wall a bit, I can bend a branch down.
Boys!
Can you reach it, Matthew?
Got it. Here, James. I'll hand them down to you till you have a hat.
All right.
There you go.
Hand some to me, Matthew.
I'm the one with the hat.
I have big pockets.
Now, there'll be enough for both of you. Here you go.
Look, Mother, isn't it pretty?
Tis such fruit as I have never seen at market.
Nor I.
Best to leave it be, lads.
But tis already picked. Is it not a sin to waste?
Was that not a question to have asked before you took that which was not yours?
Tastes good. Want some, Mother?
Not I, thank you. We have just eaten our fill at the king's table. Therefore, what you eat is out of pleasure and not need.
What's wrong with that?
The wise man saith, "Blessed art thou, O land, when thy princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness."
Moreover, boys, the trees are growing in the garden of the man that owns the fierce dog.
Uh-oh. Here, Matthew.
What's the matter?
I don't want nothing that grows in that garden. Me neither. Here.
Bah, you are cautious overmuch. But I'll warrant you that his fruits be more pleasant to the tongue than was his dog to the ear.
Did not Eve say the same?
I see no connection.
No matter. They are not ours to eat.
If you ask me, the owner of that vile dog owes us this fruit, in payment for the fright which his dog gave us.
Oh, boys, boys, I fear that although you are in the way with me, your hearts are partly back in the city. What would your father say? Come, Samuel, follow your younger brothers and obey your poor mother.
Well, all right. Here, Matthew.
You're sure? They taste like honey.
Yes, I'm sure.
Then I thank you.
So did Christiana speak with them. But the eldest, seeing only with his eyes, could see nothing but good in the fruit, and so passed on, eating and throwing the rinds along the roadside.
Are you sure you don't want some, Mother?
I am sure.
Mercy?
Nay, but the memories of our recent refreshment is too sweet to be washed away with forbidden fruit.
Now they had gone on only about 2 bowshots or so from the gate when they espied 2 ill-kempt men coming down quickly towards them. With that, the women covered themselves with their veils and so kept on their journey. Now, when the two men were come up to them, they stopped and made as though they would embrace them as familiar friends.
Excuse me.
Nothing to excuse yet.
I meant, please let me pass.
Aye, we'll let thee pass, all right, when we are done with thee.
Stand back, I say. Oh, let me go.
Soon enough.
Stop this. We be pilgrims.
Ah, pilgrims they are.
Just the sort we appreciate most, eh?
Aye.
Take off thy hands and be gone. Let me go. Ah!
Say now, with thy veil off, thou art a fair one to see. Hey, how looks thy friend?
Let me see.
Stop!
Not so young or fair as thine.
That's what you get for letting thy hands run ahead of thine eyes.
Stand off! We are but poor pilgrims who ourselves must live off the charity of our friends. Therefore, we have no money to give thee.
We ask not for money, but for a bit of thy time.
Nay, we shall not hear nor yield. Our business is a matter of life or death to us, and we are in haste. Come, Mercy, I cannot. Let me go, sir.
In due time.
Help! Murder!
Nay, 'tis not your life that we would have.
So now I see. You would have us to become as vile as yourselves and thus steal our souls instead. Boys, pull their coats.
Yeah.
Thou canst not expect our purpose slowed by little children.
Ow!
Samuel!
Well struck, mate.
You let my mother go!
Stop it!
Makes things more interesting, don't you think?
Matthew!
What?
Help us!
Watch out for the big one. He looks as if he could do thee some harm.
Hey, look what's in his pockets.
Ah, good.
Help! Help!
Shut him up.
Come here, wee one.
Indeed I shall.
Ow! He's biting me! Ow! Off, lad!
James! Help! Murder!
Come, be thou quiet.
Help! Murder!
Quiet.
I will be quiet when my blood be drained upon the cobblestone.
Before that, I'll wager thee.
Wait. Do I not know thee?
Nay.
Yea, but I do, although I cannot place where we have met. Unhand me! Murder! Help!
Quiet.
Nay, but in the name of him whose child I am, I call for relief.
You need not speak that name.
Yea, but I do. By the prince of this country, I call for help. Help! Help! Murder! Murder! Help! Help!
What goes there?
Help.
Curses!
You should have stopped her mouth.
How was I to know she'd call on his name?
She's a pilgrim, ain't she? Should have stopped her mouth right off.
She would have just called out in her mind anyway.
Stop! Unhand these women!
Come on, this party has no happy ending for us.
Sorry to disappoint thee, miss. Perhaps another day.
Away, vile wretch!
What are you doing there, knaves? Would you make my people transgress my laws?
Hurry! Come on. I'll go over the wall with you.
Give thy hand! Hurry! If help catch me, I'll never be free again.
Up.
Ha!
Back.
Nay, but I'll come over this wall and chase thee to thy master's house.
Sick'em, boy!
You are sane?
One day, one of these pilgrims will call sooner, and I shall bind thee both in the pit.
Unlikely that is. Now get thee down before I help this dog up over the wall.
You ladies all right?
Aye, a bit frightened, but all right.
Thanks to thee. We were nigh to be overcome, though. It is good that you came when you did.
It's a shame I came as late as I did.
But did you not come as soon as you were called?
Aye, but I am surprised that you, being but weak women and having no protection, did not request my services as an escort.
An escort? Might we have had one?
Of course. Then these ruffians would have stayed on their side of the wall and never troubled you.
Alas, we were enjoying your master's hospitality so much that we completely forgot about future troubles.
Besides, who would have thought that such evil ones as these could lurk so near our king's palace?
Ah, you must ever remember that no matter how far you go in your journey, evil will ever be only one step to the side.
Which side?
Either side.
You are right. We should have asked. But it doth seem that our lord, knowing of the danger, would have sent you along with us as a matter of course.
Nay, for it is part of our lord's policy to grant us, in answer to the prayer of faith, that which he would not otherwise bestow.
Indeed?
Aye. For if something be not worth the asking, it is held in small esteem by those that receive it.
Ah, I see. And if we ask and receive, then we will value it as we ought.
Exactly.
Then we will be much more free in our askings henceforth.
And in thus doing, you will enable him to be much more free in his givings.
But are we not in danger of out-asking him?
Nay, the fact that you receive a rich gift today is but the promise of a still richer gift tomorrow. Therefore, ask, that your joy may be full.
We shall. But tell us, should we return and confess our neglect?
Nay, but I will convey it for thee.
But can we not go back with thee and request thy presence henceforth?
Nay, for the time of asking is past.
Ah.
But at thy next stop, remember that he is eager to hear thy requests, and that it is a poor thing that is not worth asking for.
We shall, brave helper.
And now, adieu.
Goodbye.
Farewell, good sir.
Thank you.
My, glad I am that we were close to help.
Aye. Ah, for a moment I thought we had come to our Kadesh Barnea.
And here I thought ourselves to be past all dangers.
So might you well believe in your youthful innocence. But I knew better. Before I left my house, I knew better.
How so?
Remember that I thought I had seen these foul ones before?
Yes.
I remember me now where. 'Twas in my dream. These were the two that stood at the foot of my bed and plotted how they might send me packing back to destruction.
Indeed?
Aye. From this I should have known to ask for help right off.
Vile wretches. May their master torment them for their failure.
Are you boys all right?
Just a bruise.
I'll be all right.
And me?
Matthew?
I'm fine, I guess. Just feeling a bit dizzy.
Well, let's be off on our march. We have miles to travel ere rest be ours.
Forward, men.
Christiana?
Yes, Mercy?
Why do you think Matthew did not come to our aid? He is a strong man.
Oh, I know not. 'Tis a mystery to me, for certainly the others were brave enough. Oh, I hope his heart be not turned back.
I think not, but somehow he is not the same.
Aye, he must needs bear watching.
Aye.
But meanwhile, let us rejoice that in spite of our neglect, God has shown the richness of his grace and delivered the prey from the mighty.
Amen.
So they encouraged their hearts in the Lord as they traveled, and in process of time, they found themselves at the house of the interpreter.
Yes?
We understand this house to be a special place where pilgrims are refreshed.
Yes.
We be such ones ourselves and would request a night's lodging. For as thou seest, the day is far spent, and my eldest son is especially weary with our journey.
And pray, what may I call your name, that I may tell it to my lord within?
My name be Christiana. I was the wife of that pilgrim that...
Wait here! Master, you will never guess who is at the door.
Well, we have been expecting...
Christiana, and her children, and a fair companion. Come greet them.
I, with a glad heart. Help me up. Give me my cane.
Cook, butler, come see. Christiana is come indeed.
Christiana?
I am thy humble servant.
Art thou indeed that Christiana whom that good man Christian left behind him when he betook himself to a pilgrim's life?
I am that same hard-hearted one who slighted my husband's troubles and then left him to go on his journey alone. And these are his four children. But now I am come, for I am convinced that no way is right but this one.
Then thou art a fulfillment of that which is written about the man that said to his son, Go work today in my vineyard. And he said to his father, I will not. But afterward he repented and went.
So be it. Amen. God make it a true saying upon me, and grant that I may be found of him at the last, in peace, without spot, and blameless.
But why standest thou thus at the door? Come in, thou daughter of Abraham. Come, children, come in, come in, come, come, maiden, come in.
So he had them all into the house. Now, when they were all within, they were bidden to sit down and rest a while. Then came the members of the household, and looked lovingly upon them, and spoke unto them words of peace. After a while, because supper was not ready, the interpreter took them into his various rooms, where there were lessons to be learned. He showed them marvelous things, which, in my former work about Christian, I have showed thee in some great detail. Therefore, that I weary thee not, I will refer thee to that former work to refresh thy memory.